All right, Gary, what are we playing this week?
Well, Cole, I have acquired through an auction site one of those person scanner things that Kojima does to pretend like he's friends with people.
Way he captures people's likenesses. Yes.
Yeah, just for his own, you know, pretending he's famous and stuff as actors. So I got one of those things.
Mm-hmm.
And here we are. We're outside of this polling place here because I want to get a diverse range of people.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to scan people as they come out without their knowledge. And then we're going to run their body types through a computer and see if we maybe get some, you know, because there's a lot of weird bodies in games. Maybe there'll be some booger men who vote. I'm booger man and I vote. You know, that kind of thing.
Like, yeah, I think this is a
flick and vote adventure.
Yeah, flick and pick. You're picking your candidate.
Yeah, flick and pick your candidate adventure.
Yeah. I love this plan. If there's one place that people love having strange devices pointed at them, it's right outside of a polling place in 2023.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I figured we do this until the promise keepers come in, like, step on our necks or some dumbass dystopian shit I don't know about anymore because I logged off Twitter.
They're all in jail now. So.
Oh, thank God. So let's just have some people walking out and see if we get any that match a video game. I've upgraded the game computer to scan main character body types.
Okay.
And see what we got.
All right.
Okay. Oh, so a bunch of Lester the Unlikelies. We've already played that.
Yeah.
We've already played that.
I always want to ask those Lesters how their bodies stay together, but it's kind of like the one thing you're not supposed to ask them.
Some MC kids just came out. Total torso matches for the MC kids.
Okay,
we've already done the MC kids though.
What the hell is this guy?
Oh my God, he's huge.
He's gigantic, but like he's
Mr. Universe.
He's very irregular.
Well hung.
He looks like one of those like you'll see an article like mathematicians find a new shape. And it looks kind of like a coffee,
he's a mug, but with a twist.
Yeah.
He's a non-repeating tile of
a man. Yeah. Yeah. Scan this. I want to find out what's this guy from.
Okay. Let me, we've broken the Choaniki barrier, Cole. They said it couldn't be done. It turns out he matches perfectly the protagonist of Muscle Giants.
Yay.
Yay. I love this game so much. Never want to stop playing it. My name is Gary Butterfield.
My name is Cole Ross.
And welcome to Out of Suffering, where we snuff your buffering. Wait a second.
And this is this week is a Gary pick. This is another one of the classics of that 6-second trailer Twitter account.
Yes.
The micro trailers of all whenever something new posts to Steam, it updates. I imagine you didn't tell me that was the provenance, but looking at the very recent release date knowing you, yes, that's probably how this happened. Right?
That is how I saw it. I had a whole other thing planned.
Okay. Yes.
And
you did.
It would have been fine.
Uh-huh.
And we could have made it work, but I just saw this 6-second trailer of this and fell in love.
Mm-hmm.
And I was right to do so. That is the moral of the story.
Yeah. So just for folks who are aware, you know, just for you to be aware, there is a mature content description on this. The developers describe the content like this. And there's just one line, no punctuation, numerous naked men.
Yes.
But we're not quite in the strange flesh zone. These men, they are mostly nude, but they are wearing banana hammocks.
But banana is really understand.
Yeah.
They have like an omni genital.
Yes.
You know, like kind of a genital package, like a zip file for genitals that just kind of puts the whole thing together in the shape of an eggplant. Like there's no definition. You know, there's no head on the penis. There's no balls. It is just a oblong. It's like one of the oblongs sticking into a movie. inside the G-string.
It's a genital array that dangles off of him like the radome dangles off of Metal Gear Rex.
Yes. Or like if you know that thing that's on Jigglypuff's forehead?
the little Charlie Brown squiggle? Yeah.
Yeah, it's like that, kind of, except it's in their genital zone.
Yeah.
Which is also their weak point. Which is... It's just an incredible fucking video game.
Yeah. So when we're saying naked men, like we are fully in the Choeniki zone again.
Yes.
These are grotesquely bulbous bodybuilder type kind of guys. And you can tell like that it is from that same lineage because like the Choeniki kind of figures, none of these guys have asses either. It's just a whole bunch of extremely muscular frogs.
Yeah. Muscular frogs.
It's
super
just
tiny asses, like big, problematic thighs, you know.
But it's just hilarious given the way that everything bulges but like cinches at the waist, and the way that the way that the hips just cease to be before they meet the pelvis, and what you are left with is a completely flat ass where you could see this man's anus if he was standing up.
You play one of these guys, just oiled to all hell, with two dumbbells. You're walking around in an arena and you lift them to throw dumbbells at other gigantic muscle guys of varying sizes.
Yes.
You have three moves in this.
Mm-hmm.
Shoot, a dodge roll, which does come in handy eventually. Like the first stage is pretty easy, but eventually you're going to want to use it. And then you can pump. Like, just pump iron, which is how you regain your health, but it slows down your movement speed.
Right. And that is an important consideration because this is a third person shooter, like wave based kind of thing.
Yes.
You're getting a bunch of these guys coming at you. And so trading off your healing for moving more slowly and possibly taking more hits is actually an interesting strategic concern.
Yes. Surprisingly so.
Yeah.
Like it is a has more depth than you might think.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is part of this developer's like lineage. This is a spiritual successor to Muscle Power, which looks like it is also an arena-based beefcake fighter as well.
Yeah.
I haven't played this one yet.
Neither have I.
Eventually.
Yeah.
They eventually mutate. You get, you know, just giants and stuff. The second one, they're all underwater.
Yeah, and they're still the big bulbous men, but they're like they're fish style. So they kind of swim with their legs kind of, you know, touching at the tip, almost like they're mermen or whatever. And the gimmick on that one, like that level took me a few tries. Yeah. So like what happens is there's the big one that you have to fight. The entire thing is timed because you're on an oxygen meter and you're just taking shots at the big one. You can't hit his dangling omni genital because of the way he's swimming and then the smaller ones filter in and you are like avoiding them while shooting them down, waiting for the big one to dive bomb. Any that are still left in the air when he dive bombs will slam and attack as well, but what you want to do is you need to make sure that the field is clear so you can circle around and shoot at his exposed dick.
Yeah, shoot his barely unexposed dick.
Yeah.
And then the third one introduces the beast type muscle
man. I couldn't get past this. Yeah.
I also died on this, but I probably, you can grind in this. This is an RPG. Mm-hmm. I ended up with a bunch of steroids. Like you grind for steroids, which you extract from the bosses. So you have a steroids owned and steroids procured measurement, and you pump up your stats. So when you fail, you still get experience points. So eventually, like, I bet you I could beat it.
Yes.
These guys run around on all fours and their entire genital zip file trails behind them like a windsock. it's goddamn incredible. I don't know what it is, man. I am pretty straight on a Kinsey thing.
Yeah.
But anytime they're just like, I just think it's kind of fun and funny. Same thing when we did Choeniki. Like I'm like, this this rules.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. It just delights me.
Well, just like go back to
Speedo, man.
He's breaking the dial off. Yeah. What's Go back to the Sonic 2 episode of Adaptation Decay about the movie. It was like the one funny moment in that movie,
yeah,
where like it cuts over to the groomsmen, and they're all these big buff guys, you know, doing like handstand push-ups and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, and just like, it's a very funny thing to cut to me. Yeah. Like fit males are funny to me. It is uh-huh. If you get a guy who is strong, it is just very funny to me.
Yeah,
like it always activates my laugh, you know, reflex. I don't know why.
Yeah, I mean, and just this is something that's tapped into in It's Always Sunny quite a bit with Mac.
Oh yeah,
in the episodes, yeah. You know, just in the 10 Mac seasons. Day. Yeah,
where he's like, we're gonna oil up these beefcakes.
Yeah,
and just show our appreciation.
But like,
everyone on the show is like that. Like everyone is like that.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's like, yeah. but even before they were trying to, you know, make a joke out of like, oh, he's gay, he's just not admitting it kind of thing. Even before that, just like his obsession with the physiques and stuff, you know. Well,
that's the thing, is like, in they try to make, you know, he's gay, he's a gay character, mm-hmm. but everyone is like, you know, they're like, oh, we're gonna do this movie with Dolph Lundgren. Mm-hmm. And it's like, he's a scientist, don't tell me we're gonna cover up that body with a lab coat, no way. You know, like they're
mesh tank top.
Yeah, everyone is obviously like, just like, oh, we need to see the physique.
Yes.
It's a really funny running joke, mm-hmm. because in real life, if I see somebody this strong, I'm repulsed and scared. I don't care for it. I don't like being around it. It feels like an active, you know, like somebody's going to get me. An active threat.
So I think that we could probably drill pretty deep on that, because if I see this, I think less like, I don't know, the whole like injecting synthol, like the Mr. Universe, like I'm super bulgy or whatever, that is less impressive than like the fucking lumberjack games where it's,
yeah,
you know, how many iron logs can you throw into a third story window? Like at a certain point, like I get way less interested in like the lines and the forms and more into like, fuck some shit up. I'll pay you to do that.
I'm actively repulsed by the lines and the forms.
Yes.
You know, it's somebody who is very oiled doing a weird flex and just having like a lot of like, not, you know, like chewing gum and rubbing their belly at the same time, like somebody just like a lot too much action on their body, like too many lines, you know? Not enough round shapes. Like I don't care for that. But if somebody just goes and like, yeah, I'm a weird thick guy, I'm gonna lift up a car,
uh-huh.
you know, it's like, okay, that's impressive. I can't
lift dudes up rock car. yeah.
That's the whole dude rock stuff. This is more like dudes rock, but they're kind of scary, but in a fun way, not in the real way that men are scary.
Yeah,
like let's keep it, you know, let's keep it silly, because otherwise we'll be us and get depressed.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's that kind of thing.
Yeah. This is like straight up cartoony. And like we're underselling the effect, because you do have to see it in motion. Oh. There are so many of these guys, and the fact that they're like all these different like Technicolor kind of vibes, but like universally extremely shiny. And some of them have glowing red eyes, and you're throwing ghost barbells at them.
Yes.
Yeah.
I really love that everything in this is animalistic.
Yes.
Like once somebody is to a certain level of strong, mm-hmm. them behaving like an animal is very funny to me. You know, I don't know what it is, but just like this, they're just like, I love being strong, you know, and it's they're animals, you know, and then they start running around on all fours, because what are you going to do if you have that much muscle? You know, like it doesn't feel like any of these guys' genitals work to me. You know, right. it's a profoundly unhorny game.
Yeah.
For being about gigantic, like
for being very concerned with the flesh. Yeah.
In the instructions, they tell you it's the seat of every man's power or something like that. It's like a weak point. They show you how to shoot it, or that you should shoot it.
Oh, and when you're pummeling the weak points, every time you hit one, it makes a cash register sound. Yeah.
it's very funny. It's the game that I originally had planned for this, which I'll probably pick at some point, was emulatable, and thus would have been free. Mm-hmm. This cost each of us $8.
Yep.
And I was like, yeah, let's do it. Like, this is an emergency. This is, you know, and also, this is going to be, you know, surprising to some people. It's pretty fun.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
This is a pretty fun video game. I will play this more.
I mean, at least to see what the other level gimmicks are, because the first one was nothing special. But when I figured out that the fish were their own gimmick, you know, like, I want to figure out what the trick to the Beastmen is.
The Beastmen are hard.
Yeah.
It's fucking difficult. I got down to the last Beastman, and he charges at you. He toros at you. Mm-hmm. So leaving his weird backhang like open for pummeling. But he just constantly summons adds.
Hmm.
So it's really difficult to beat him. He can just two shot you. Yeah. The tactical consideration of healing versus damage is also complicated, because your damage is tied to your health.
Yes.
When you're at max health, you do more damage.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to pump. And it's hard to create spacing for it.
Yeah. So. It's kind of a neat game, like dead simple, you know, like this is not going to, you know, last, you know, I played it for what it says 0.3 hours on Steam. You know, probably it's an hour of play once you figure it out, unless there's grinding. A way I could see it going poorly is if they bank on that level up system and be like, all right, well, just go and farm the first two stages, and come back, when you're at the level where you can, actually deal damage to these guys.
I don't know that I love this enough to do, to farm.
Yes.
For it. You know, it reminds me a lot of this very famous internet image I'm going to throw into your Slack here.
Okay.
This meme image here. You've probably seen this before.
I think I've seen Picard looking very disappointed at this.
Yes. This is by Kurt Logan, made in 2002.
Yeah.
With the horse, very the same body type as these guys.
Yeah.
Just saying, I love being strong.
Right. And he's got some real Liefeld stuff going on here. Like the muscle in the flesh beneath his armpit has abs to it.
Yes.
Like that's not abs. That's not what we're talking about here. But it's a large, very muscular horse with he's sitting on there are two bodies on the wall. He's sitting directly on one guy. He's got his hoof stamped on one guy on the ground, and then his cock, which is about as long as his torso is tall,
it's a logistical nightmare. Yeah. It's a problem to be solved. Like it's a national crisis.
Curious how the cantilevering works on that.
Yeah, this horse would walk around like a Katamari that picked up one length of fence. Like, you know how that works. Yeah.
And this horse is flexing his bicep and saying, "I love being strong." I don't know what the cock has to do with it, but
I don't. Well, scroll down. I didn't realize that there were more images to this series.
You just sent me the image. Oh, so that's downloaded on your computer.
I should let you know this is from homestuck.net, which doesn't make me happy.
Okay.
But while it does mean I wish I'd done an incognito browser to look at something with Homestuck. But if you scroll down we get to see
that's what bugs you here. Okay.
It's 100% what bugs me. What do I give a shit about Cox? I don't want to get involved in Homestuck. Have you seen their designs?
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Have you met the fandom?
Yeah.
No thanks. I don't give a shit about gigantic dragon cocks.
There's a big dragon man who's fighting. Yeah. Korg, who's fighting a bunch of, let's say like mid 90s X-Men.
Yes.
He's killed one of them by impaling his head on his strangely flesh colored penis.
Yes.
Yeah.
Rule number one, don't piss off Korg. Rule number two, as tempting as it might be, don't stand in front of his javelin dick.
Jesus.
Are the rules. But girls can get on it too. If you look down one more, you get Fanny Rampage.
Yeah. I peruse through his archives and trance like wonder. Oh, so this is somebody making fun. This is not, they're assembling this, but they're making fun of it. Okay.
Gotcha.
Yeah. It's a big muscular elephant lady with gigantic tits. Yes.
Look at the face on Clyde.
Yeah, no, he's definitely looking back.
he's got a real, like, that's the face I'm always scared that I make if I'm taking a walk. And I fart, and then I look behind me to see if anyone was walking behind me. Yeah. I'm always scared I'm making that face. Like, I'm just like what you got? You know, what do you think? Yeah. I don't want to have one of those, you know, those faces.
Yeah, this is pretty upsetting. Down at Big Surprise, appears to be a lion lady, yeah. But with a monkey tail, who was also thrusting her large penis.
Or clitoris. It's pixelated out.
Yeah, it's pixelated out, so it's hard to tell. Yeah. Don't, I don't like this, Gary.
We can stop. But what about this dragon that's fucking the Twin Towers to death down at the bottom?
That's what made me say I don't like this.
Oh, I thought I was going to get you back. That might win you back.
I scrolled down.
With honey instead of vinegar.
Yeah, I scrolled down. This is very fanciful. This is very...
Yeah. It's like a sky dancer. I like the nipple piercing the top of the building as well.
There's an awful lot of like it's a little bit like a medieval tapestry where like okay we don't have an awful lot of like real estate, so we can't do multiple frames, like we haven't put together like frame transitions imply action, so you end up with like those, you know,
rich
those statues
detail.
Yeah, we're just like okay, we have to show that he killed like a bunch of people very quickly, but instead we have to show that he's killing all of them at once.
Yes. Yeah. It's this generation's Guernica is what you're trying to say.
it's very cubist. Yeah.
Yeah. It basically is a very quick and easy and concise way to show the devastation.
Yeah.
That was caused in this incident.
Yeah. I don't care for it.
No. So, yeah. Well, I'll cancel the Printa Vista order I had for you.
I just, man, I don't know. The fact that this person put their full name on it as well.
That's a real weird flex.
I mean, on a page full of weird flexes.
I just like this. I will never regret this. I live and die by this fucking.
Oh, yeah.
I love being strong horse.
I love being strong. Yeah.
This is the, that is entered into the parlance in the house. Me and Liv will say that whenever anyone is strong on a TV show or does something. I love being strong. Or like if one of us carries the groceries in by themselves.
No need to take multiple trips. I got this.
I love being strong.
Yeah. Opens a lot of doors.
It does. It does. It really does. Yeah.
Especially the stuck ones. Well.
Closes some real doors as well. Oh man. So I'm not in good shape. You know, I'm not a person who is muscular or fit.
Mm-hmm.
I think it would be very difficult to be one of these guys.
Like if you just woke up in that body?
Yes, like a Kafka-esque thing. Like, I got super pumped. Like overnight. And it was the worst thing that could happen to Gregor or Samson.
It does seem like it'd be awkward, especially like at show, you know, I would be revealing so much of my ignorance about this world or whatever, but like my understanding is that like when you see the guys who are super lumpy like that and super vascular, they're dehydrated to shit.
Yeah.
In order to like make the skin draw back on it, like in terms of being like prepped to go up and do this, like you basically have to have some kind of like you functionally have to enact anorexia, I believe, or some kind of eating disorder to
You've
like
been enjoying get, a salt lick.
Yeah, get, like to get to the point where you have to do that, and then you are like that for one day. And then you're dealing with the ramifications of it for the rest of the year.
Yeah. Well, until you can like shed some of that mass.
Yeah.
You know, which is what you would want to do and get back to being a human.
Right. You know? And just I can't lower my arms. Can't rest my arms next to my body. No, sticking straight out. It's a biologically enforced T-pose.
Yeah. That's exactly what it is. It's an unfortunate T-pose.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, thanks. Probably still be better than what I got rocking right now, but
oh yeah, most definitely. Yeah,
like
no,
I think I like it that much, but it is a real monkey's paw wish. Like if I wish to be in a healthier shape and didn't want to go through all the hoops that involves, such as such as living a healthier lifestyle,
making smarter choices,
not taking fewer depression naps.
Then
they'd be like, oh yeah. And then the monkey's paw would curl and I would wake up the next day, like incredibly strong. Everyone would be scared of me.
Yeah.
You know, I wouldn't be able to like go into buildings without people like running and stuff. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, people would constantly run up to you and ask you to deal with their bullies.
Yeah. Or like, you know, get cats out of trees, but I my big thumb fingers would not be able to do it.
Oh, you would crush them immediately. Yeah.
Yeah. I wouldn't even try to. Like, I would just be, everything would be like that.
Yeah.
Like, I couldn't pick up a soft drink without just like destroying it.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Just squeeze the pop can right open.
Yeah. Every time I grab a hot dog, it shoots the hot dog across the room. You know, and just making people choke. I try to give them a Heimlich and they vomit all their intestines.
Both just like a party popper, both directions. Oh, yeah, no,
I hate
again.
Being strong. Everything I touch just turns to dead. You know?
Yeah.
it's no good. Couldn't pet Jessica in pocket anymore.
Nope.
Yeah. I'd have to stay perfectly still and let them like rub up on me. You know,
the thing that I enjoy being able to do is to scratch anywhere I want to on my back.
Oh,
is
yeah.
a thing, you know, just like, get him back there and doing like a real good scratch. Not being able to do that. That would suck.
I feel like these guys can't scratch their fronts. Like, I don't think they can scratch almost anything.
Yeah. Imagine the oil budget just through the roof. Right.
At some point, your body probably starts producing it.
Oh, yeah.
I'm guessing. But even then that's a whole host of other problems.
Or is it like a hormonal thing where you put so much oil on that it assumes that it does not need to produce oil anymore and then therefore shuts down, you know, kind of like if you shampoo too much.
Yeah. Or is it a Tolkien thing where your body only produces oil in the presence of orcs?
What happened to Grong? Oh, he slipped and fell down the stairs. Oh no, orcs are nearby. Oh god, what would you do for a living?
I probably fight other men.
Yeah, probably.
I don't know that there's that much else you could do. Like, I would go in that like a cage match and fight Hulks and shit. You know, human Hulks, or I would go to like, boy, I don't know. I mean, this is too much from last episode, but I'd probably go kill every KKK member.
True. Yeah.
That I could, you know, I do a lot of like just murdering.
Let me do a quick Google search here. Is muscle bulletproof?
Or does it help a little bit? It doesn't hotline Miami.
Yeah, but those are just like general big guys, right? Yeah.
Well, I would be a general big guy as well here.
Oh, true.
I think I'd probably take two bullets before dying.
Yeah. Think about another understanding about this. Big, big pectoral muscles. You know what that gets in the way of? Open heart surgery.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like the surgeon puts his hand in your chest to try to help you, and you flex reflexively and cut his wrist off.
Oh, yeah. No,
like,
it's done.
Cut his hand off. Yeah.
No, he just crushed. He just pulls it out. Just my livelihood. Stump. Yeah, no, and he just goes on a whole Doctor Strange arc. It's a thing.
Yeah, and then you have a hand with a scalpel inside your chest forever. it's no good, man.
Yeah,
you'd have to get somebody to shrink down to do open heart surgery and not.
Inner space.
Yeah, you'd have to be inner spaced.
Yeah,
and we don't have the technology yet.
No, we're at least 5 years out from that.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Yeah. Even though if they did have that technology, they could probably shrink you down to like a regular sized man or like a child with this physique, like a little buff boy.
Oh, look, like a little baby Hercules. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We goose him a little bit.
Yeah.
And then that way, like at the very least, you know, you'd be very strong for a child, but you'd just be strong as like two average men instead of 10.
Yeah. There's also the problem where like we're saying strong as if it is a fungible term. Like, again, my ignorance on the bodybuilding issue, which is, you know, there's such a thing as glamour muscles, right?
Yeah.
I'm not saying that this is a person who would be ineffectual because they happen to be focusing on the most visible, you know, getting your lats or what have you.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, strong as regards what? Like, because somebody who can, you know, bench or deadlift a lot, that's a different skill than squatting. But if you just like drop a car on somebody, I'm not sure which of those are is going to be the more useful skill. Right.
Yeah. And my enemies would start researching those weaknesses.
They would. Yeah.
In this situation. You know, my enemies in the KKK. So, I wouldn't like to have a gigantic, floppy, non-functional dick in the scenario either. That's just like
these guys do in the game. Yeah.
Yeah. Like that's just so riddled with steroids and hormones that it doesn't know which way is up.
Oh, so now, you know? so now we're outside the game. I don't know what you're I can't tell if we're in the function. I can't tell if we're in the fiction of the game or not.
No, I was talking about waking up like this, like Gregor Samson.
Okay. You know? Okay. Yeah. Just you fucked around with your body chemistry so much that your genitals don't work.
I've experimented too much, like Hojo.
Yeah.
My attention span's real low. I'm real caffeinated up.
Yeah.
I was worried about not having enough energy for this, and I ordered a real strong coffee with lunch. And now I'm all bouncing off the walls thinking about Hojo's gigantic muscle engine and the floppy dick experiments that he does.
Behold chaos.
Yeah. And you just unfurl it. You know? Like, just roll it out, and then some Boy Scouts come fold up like a flag ceremony and burn it ceremonially.
No.
It's no good anymore.
No, I don't want that to happen. It might catch on the oil.
Yeah, and it's disrespectful.
Well, true.
Yeah.
You know, you never want to let it hit the ground. That's disrespectful. Yeah.
Yeah. That's the thing about having an average sized dick. You don't have to worry about that. Like, it's awesome.
You don't have to. Just if you wake up one day and suddenly American flag rules apply to your private parts.
Yeah, that's a cool curse. Like, salute.
Huh. Oh no, there's national tragedy. I have to walk around half chub all day.
I bet you could fool a bunch of like shitty conservatives into saluting your dick if it had flag rules. Right, like go to a rodeo or something, and like,
oh, they'll salute anything. You pick the crowd that was most primed to salute stuff.
Yeah, I know. But then you can be like, "Haha, gotcha."
Oh, where's
your messiah now? You just saluted a human penis. You know.
I think we solved it.
We totally solved it.
Yeah.
Everybody, thank you for listening to this show.
Yeah.
We appreciate you.
We do. Maybe consider wishlisting this game. See if it goes on sale. It's actually kind of nifty.
Yeah. At the very least, watch some video of it. I think it is legitimately laugh out loud funny.
Yes.
I laughed a lot during it.
Yeah. Again, just if you need to be sold, it makes a cash register sound when you hit somebody's weak spot, which is their dangling omni-genital. Yeah.
It's the kind of cool thing that happened in God Hand as well.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you get some of that energy.
Mm.
What else can people do?
They can go to patreon.com/stuckfeedtv and support the network. Get extra episodes of this show. Get bonus shows. It's all good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We appreciate that. You can also leave ratings and reviews on Apple Podcasts, Podcast Addict. Tell your friends.
Mm-hmm.
That would be awesome. Yeah. Those are the main things. Take care of yourself.
Please do. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it's summertime in the Northern Hemisphere. I learned this lesson over the weekend. It's never too early in the year to start putting on sunscreen, folks.
Yeah. Oh, you get burned, eh?
Yeah, I got burned doing yard work.
It's we have a weird heat spike this weekend where it's going to get to like 95 degrees out of nowhere.
That sucks.
And then like cool back down. Yeah, it really sucks. Mm. I am very unhappy about it. Oh. Fucking May.
Yeah. Take care of yourself.
Yeah.
Big thanks to our producer, Gwen. Thank you for for putting this nonsense together.
Yeah. Yes. We appreciate you.
Yeah. And trying to think of outro times. Just make sure your oil reserves or your surpluses on point. You never know if you're going to wake up as one of these things. All right.
Cool.